Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos Menachos Tamid, Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and with this we'll conclude Masechtos Tamid. We learned in the previous Mishnayos that after the Tamid was slaughtered, the limbs were placed on the ramp, and they would remain there until after the Kohanim recited the morning prayers, did the incense, the Ketores, and then bowed down in the Heichal. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that those who finished their particular service were waiting to do Berachas Kohanim. And now the next step was going to be moving the limbs from the ramp to the altar, onto the altar itself, onto the fire. So now, Bizman, Shekohen Gadol Rotze Lahaktir, when the Kohen Gadol wanted to burn the limbs of the Tamid himself, Haya Ole Bekeves V'Hasgan B'Yamino, he would ascend the ramp and the deputy would be on his right. Hegia lamachatis hakevesh, achas askan biyamino v'halehu. When the Kohen Gadol reached the midpoint of the ramp, the deputy would take his right arm and help him walk up. Hoshi lo harishon harosh v'haregel. The first Kohen would hand to the Kohen Gadol the head and the leg. V'samach aleihem uzrakan. The Kohen Gadol would lean on them and throw them. And this smicha here is not like the smicha that was done earlier. Rather, it was a change in the offering to show that there's something different when the Kohen Gadol was doing it. Hoshid Hasheni L'Rishon Shtei Yadayim Nasan L'Kohen Gadol V'Samach Aleihem Uzrakan. The second Kohen would hand the two forelegs to the first Kohen, and the first Kohen would then give it to the Kohen Gadol, and he would then lean on it and throw them. Nishmat Hasheni v'Holech Lo. The second Kohen would then leave and go. V'kach hayu moshitin lo shar kol eivarim. And in this manner, they would hand to the Kohen Gadol all the remaining limbs. V'husomech aleihem v'zarkan. And he would do smich on them, and he would throw them on the fire. V'zman shirotze husomech v'acharim zarkan. And the times that he would want, he would just do the smicha, and the other people would throw it onto the other Kohanim would throw it onto the fire. Bolul hashkvesam is beach. The Kohen Gadol would come to circle the altar. Meheichan matchil. From where would he begin? Deromim mizrachis. He would start from the southeast corner. Mizrachis tzifonis, then to the northeast. Tzifonis maravis, the northwest. Maravis deromis, and then to the southwest. And this was done as part of the offering the nisuch yayin onto the mizbeach, onto the wine offerings, and that was accompanied the tamid. And we're discussing now the way he would walk to do it. So nasun lo yayin lenasach. They would give him the Kohen Gadol. They would give him the wine to offer. Hasgan omed al hakeren v'hasudarin biyado. The deputy would stand on the horn on the edge of the mizbeach with the flags in his hand. Ushnei kohanim omdin al shulchan hachalav v'mishtei chatzosro shalkatz biyadom. And the two kohanim would stand on the table of the fats they'd used to take the fats out with, and two silver trumpets were in his hands. Taku v'heriyu v'taku. They would sound a tkiya trua tkiya. Bo v'omdu etzel bein arzra. They would come and stand next to Ben Arza. Ben Arza was the person who blew the cymbals. He was the original person who played the cymbals in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody after them was referred to as Ben Arza. Echa b'yamino v'echa smolo. One would be on his right and one be on his left. Shacha l'nasech. The Kohen Gadol would bend down to pour. V'hanif haskan b'sudarin. And the deputy would wave the flags. V'hikish ben Arza b'tziltal. And ben Arza would sound the cymbals. V'dibru ha-Leviyim b'shir. And Leviyim would sing the shir. Shalyom higia leferek. And the when they got to the end of a stanza, taku, they would blow. V'am v'hishtachvu ha'am. And they... the nation would bow down. Akol perek tekiya v'akol tekiya hishtachaveh. At the end of each stanza, they would blow a shofar, and at every time they blew the shofar, they would blow the chatzosos, the tekiah, they would bow down. Zehu seder atam lavodas beis Elokeinu. This is the order of atonement in the service of the house of God. Yiratan shi yibana bimhera v'yamenu, amen. May it be His will that are rebuilt steadily in our days. Amen. The Mefarshim point out that even though this says this is the end of the Seder of the Talmud, even though we're going to talk about the Shir Shel Leviim in the next Mishnah, which is the end, it says that because this was the end of the essential parts of the Talmud service. The Shir Shel Leviim were not an essential part of the service, and therefore this is the end of the essential part, and therefore we could say it's the end now. Now we're going to final with the final Mishnah Dalet. Hashir Shel Leviim Amrim B'Mikdash, the song that the Leviim would say in the temple. Bayom Rishon, on the first day, they would say La Hashem Ha'aretzim Lo Atebel Yoshuva. They would say that Hashem, in His earth and its fullness, inhabited land, who dwells in it. Bashena Yomrim, on the second day, they would say Gadol Hashem Mulal Meod Beir Elokeinu Harkacho. Great is Hashem, much praise in the city of our God, mount of His holiness. Bashlisha Yomrim Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel Bekerev Elokim Yishbot. Third day they would say, God stands in divine assembly in the midst of judges, He shall judge. Baravii Hayu Omrim, on the fourth day, they would say, Kel Nikamos Hashem, Kel Nikamos Hophia. They would say, O God avenges Hashem, of God avenges appear. Bahamishi on the fifth day, Harinu Lelokim Uzin, Harinu Leloke Yaakov. Sing joyously to the God of Armai, call out to the God of Jacob, Hashayu Omrim, Hashem Alchesh Lavesh. On the sixth day, they would say, Hashem will have reigned. Bashabbas Hayu Omrim, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbas. On Shabbos, they would sing a song, a hymn for the Shabbos day. Mizmor Shir Liyasid Lavo, a song, a hymn for the future error. Liyom Shekulo Shabbos, on the day that should entirely be Shabbos. Mnucha Lechaye HaOlamim, a day of rest to everlasting life.